Well, a man who served nearly three decades in prison for a murder in Portland was granted bail today due to new evidence that cast doubt on his guilt. An attorney for Anthony Sanborn Jr. argued before the Cumberland County Unified Criminal Court that a state prosecutor and two Portland police detectives mishandled the case. Patty White has more.
16-year-old Jessica Briggs was murdered in 1989 on the Main State Pier. Her boyfriend at the time, 16-year-old Anthony Sanborn, was ultimately convicted of the crime and sentenced to 70 years in prison. Sanborn has maintained his innocence, and his current attorney, Amy Fairfield, now alleges that two Portland police detectives and Assistant Attorney General Pamela Ames withheld evidence in the case. Fairfield petitioned the court for a hearing to reverse Sanborn's conviction and to release him on bail while considering the case. That hearing happened Thursday, and when Sanborn entered the courtroom, the crowd of supporters erupted into applause. A key witness for the state in the original trial was Hope Cady, who was 13 at the time of the murder and testified that she saw Sanborn kill Briggs. Fairfield called Cady to the stand again, where she recanted her original testimony.
I'm going to take you back to 1989, okay? Specifically, May 23rd, 24th, 1989. Did you witness a murder down at the pier at the Casco Bay Lines here in Portland, Maine?
No.
You did not?
No.
Fairfield also revealed in the hearing that Cady had lifelong vision problems, which the state knew during the trial but did not disclose to the defense. Cady also testified that she felt threatened by Portland police detectives James Daniels and Daniel Young, who investigated the murder, and that they told her what to say during the trial. The state, meanwhile, represented by Assistant Attorney General Donald Maycomber, reiterated Cady's original testimony.
Just to be clear, in October of 1992, you testified to a jury sitting in that box from that chair that you did see Anthony Sanborn stab Jessica Briggs. Isn't that right?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
A caseworker who was Cady's guardian at the time of the original trial testified that she documented Cady's vision problems, as well as Cady's conflicting accounts of witnessing the murder. After questioning witnesses for 2 hours, defense attorney Amy Fairfield argued to Judge Joyce Wheeler that the new evidence cast doubt on Cady's original testimony and that Sanborn should be released on bail while considering further evidence in his case.
To keep this man in jail for 1 second longer just perpetuates this miscarriage of justice that has happened to this wonderful human being. He is deserving of bail. I would urge the court to admit him to bail right now, so this stops now.
After deliberating for about a half hour, Judge Wheeler did just that.
This is only a bail hearing, so I cannot apologize to you, Mr. Sanborn, at this time. All I can say is that there is a reasonable likelihood that you will succeed on the petition, and I am going to set bail.
Sanborn cried when he heard the news, and as he was later escorted to a bus to the Cumberland County Jail to wait to post bail, he told reporters that justice was being served. His wife of 5 years, Michelle Sanborn, who has worked to exonerate Sanborn for much longer, was shaking at the news.
I just want my life back. I just want all of our lives back. And I just thank Justice Wheeler for being a woman of compassion and for doing the right thing. And given me faith in our system again.
Sanborn's mother, Helen Sanborn, says she always believed her son would one day come home, and she's proud of Anthony's accomplishments in prison, which include teaching reading, writing, and parenting classes to other inmates.
He's done good for all the people that was in there, and he's helped a lot of people out. I'm proud of him.
Though Sanborn was granted bail set at $25,000 in cash or surety bond, the case isn't over yet. A hearing is expected for the end of April, where Judge Wheeler will consider further evidence to determine whether to reverse Sanborn's conviction or order a new trial. Former prosecutor Pamela Ames is now in private practice and declined comment for this story through a member of her office staff. The Portland police detectives have filed affidavits denying the allegations against them. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.